So welcome to the Nine Hertz podcast. This week we're starting off with a band we've played before, but not since 2019, which seems like an absolute eon ago. A band called Abronia have got a new album called Map of Dawn, which is amazing. Really enjoyed this, Pete. Really sort of psychedelic and out there. Amazing vocals, like really reminding me of like the sort of more lucid parts of Acid Mother's Temple or something like, you know, from the 1970s or something, like proto hippie music almost.
The vocals, I think, they just really take this off somewhere completely different. You know, I just think the whole thing just sounds majestic. You know, it's entirely mystical straight from the beginning. You know, it's like the conjurings of music that, you know, could come across from, you know, across the planet, or, you know, anywhere across, you know, so many different influences of obviously of different flavors of psych and from, you know, even the stars. It's just something else. You know, it's like you say, we've played them before, so it's no surprise that they're this good. But still, it's still grabbing us. I was like, that's so good. You know, and it's on Cardinal Fours. To me, you know, the most important psych label out there, you know, it's bands that kind of really speak to me and how I want this music to sound. You know, I like the way it brings the things down in the track. You know, it kind of almost cuts down on the instrumentation. It really gives those vocals a focal point. And then gives more power to the louder moments when it all comes, you know, it kind of brings it all back in. You know, it's like you say, it's like Velvet Underground. It's got like it's almost Indian ragga influence in there. It's got, you know, Amandul, just amazing. And still, you know, despite all those kind of, you know, classic references, it's still individual and new and exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they've talked about like Eastern melodies, like clashing with kind of Susie and the Banshees kind of style of delivery. And I think that's spot on. It's just this really interesting thing that draws you in. So yeah, I love the artwork as well. I love that kind of collage look. And it's just kind of like this borrowed imagery almost. Really interesting. So yeah, that was a song called What We Can See. And if you want to hear that, you can go to cful.bandcamp.com. So as ever, we've got 9 amazing tracks that we found via the Metal Underground submissions, or just what we found floating on the ether. This next one is an absolute case of that. So Cave Dweller Music do something similar to what we used to do, I guess, at Nine Hertz, which is kind of championing the underground and sort of bringing people to prominence who might not get a chance otherwise. They've done this amazing compilation called Mind Over Metal 2, which is kind of for Mental Health Month, and all the profits go to a charity that they're choosing. There's 26 tracks on this, in fact. And I ploughed my way through most of it, but this really stopped me in my tracks. A band called Primeval Well, who I'd not actually heard of, and they released an album back in October, and it's just incredible. It's kind of like very strange. Kind of reminds me of the really wild and pastoral sort of stuff that Panopticon kind of puts out, but they've managed to combine slide guitar with black metal, which is quite unusual in itself. But it also reminds me of the first Red Sparrows record, which was like so country tinged as to sound completely unique. And I think the standard of the black metal here is like really to my taste. So I thought this was really interesting. What did you make of this one, Pete? Because it's not anything I've heard before, really.
No, I was really taken with it. You know, I've heard the label, which this band are on, kind of, I think, kind of for their output, which is Moonlight Cypress Archetypes. They do, you know, what I've heard so far, and I haven't got through it all yet, which is why I haven't got across this band yet. They seem to find bands in extreme metal who are doing, who are the strange things within it, all seemingly from the southern states, and who bring in, you know, that those local musical pointers, you know, much like this, but it doesn't, I don't think it's all black metal. It's, you know, there's all manner of tastes on there. It's a really, it's kind of really odd label for that, but really interesting. I'd recommend checking it out. I think you'd love it. But like I say, I hadn't got around to Primeval Well, and yeah, this was amazing. You know, that's slide guitar in black metal, you know, it's like, feels completely incongruous, but
yeah,
it just works seamlessly. And And it, you know, it gives it an identity, you know, a local identity at that. And, you know, black metal is so often about that, about, you know, like about being from, you know, from Norway and from Scandinavia and all that. But you know, you don't have to be, you don't have to pretend you're from the fjords and the frost of wherever, you know, if you're from South America or Southeast Asia or from Nashville, like this band. It's about, you know, it is about identity, you know, obviously kind of it's got a mixed history for that reasoning, but it, you know, it just sounds, it gives you, it's like you say, the black metal is brilliant in itself. This isn't a novelty thing. It just sounds incredible and it sounds completely belonging to them. And then, you know, just a quick thing on the compilation, you know, I feel almost like proud of them all for doing this. There's so many bands kind of recognize. I think we've played on this podcast like Mountain King and Bog Wizard and Gone Mage. You know, you've got to just kind of give an applause to all of them involved in the label because it's, you know, a brilliant idea and well done to them.
Yeah, and I spot the fact that Paul Priest from Leeds, now the Czech Republic, I think, is on there as the Owl with a track that sort of closes it. So, yeah, it's real kind of quality bands as well. It's not just kind of been thrown together. This seems curated and seems like, you know, really sort of like a good sort of cause behind it as well. So, yeah, it's about $10 to buy the whole thing. Mind Over Metal 2, Volume 1. You can get this at cavedwellermusic.bandcamp.com. And like I say, we're going to play the song Talking in Tongues with Mountain Spirits by Primeval Well. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was the sounds of Primeval Well, sort of taking pride of place on the Cave Dweller music compilation Mind Over Metal 2. Next up, we've got a really interesting collaboration between Alan Johannes and Igor Cavalera. And yeah, this is really quite interesting. So, Pete, like, it seems to be like two records kind of squashed into one. One half, obviously, featuring a different artist. And yeah, it's just really, it's to me, this sounds like absolute bedlam. It's insane. You know, Igor Cavalera's put out some really exciting music lately, and certainly letting his esoteric and kind of wild side loose, really. And this is just another example, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think, from as far as I could tell, I mean, this is an amazing kind of story behind this. As far as I can tell, it's these two artists, art groups, I'm not sure, called Hiffy Club and Scorpion Dagger. And they've kind of brought in these guest artists. So you've got Igor Cavalera and then Alan Johannes from then Crooked Vultures, Queens of Stone Age, etc. And between the kind of guests and the two different artists, it's kind of a combination of, you know, electronica music and visual art, and all of it taking inspiration from the Toulon Art Museum as a palette, as they put it. It's described as like a multidisciplinary exchange of sound and moving image, which, you know, I wasn't quite sure what to expect for this at all, just because, you know, you kind of come across that storyline before. And then you listen to it, and you know, I should say this is nothing like what we'd normally play on this podcast at all, but I was absorbed with it. But the, you know, it's on Electric Valley Records, which is, as you know, as pure a stoner and doom label as you'll find, a really good label, but not known for kind of this strange offshoot kind of experimentation. Because this is, you know, as you'll hear from this track, this is kind of pure kind of electronica. But, you know, and then you've got the friendly names, you know, Igor and, you know, Alan. And I just, you know, I thought this was a curio, but I just kept coming back to it. I found it so much, so engaging, so much fun. It sounds like battles almost at points. And it's, yeah. You know, obviously, you know, more Pet Brick than Sepultura, which is an obvious thing to say.
Yeah.
And I think there's this slight oddness to it at all points within what is otherwise like this pure danceability about the whole thing. And it just, all that combined just made me smile.
Yeah, it's truly interesting. And I think it's going to be a strange record to kind of go through in itself. I mean, it's 20 tracks long, and I don't know, you know, you've got to have some patience to kind of dip into this truly, I guess, like, for want of a better word, it's pure art, isn't it? It's not kind of a regular kind of release, but from either of them, really. So, yeah, I mean, this could have fallen flat on its face in terms of, you know, finding its audience. But I think, like you say, it kind of draws you back in again and again. I think that's the mark of something truly, truly interesting. So, yeah, this is out on Electric Valley Records as well, which is like quite unusual for them as well, I guess. So you can get this at evrecords.bandcamp.com. The album's called Scorp Club 1 and 2, and we're going to play a song called Bed Dance. Okay, so that was Bed Dance from the Hiffy Club and Scorpion Dagger Collaborative record that's come out on Electric Valley Records. Absolutely amazing. So next up, we've got the return of Old Nick. Grimestone Records have been putting out some incredible stuff lately, and this is no exception, really. I've been absolutely wetting myself laughing at this for about a week now. And every time I put it on, I'm just like, it's a combination of just like really well-delivered black metal, but with such a tongue-in-cheek delivery that it defies belief almost. And I don't know how much we can talk about this without just playing it, because it's so interesting. And I think everyone I've played this have gone as sort of given the same reaction, really. It's hilarious, but then you stop and listen and it's like, this is some of the best black metal I've heard in years. So the record's called Ghost O'Clock. And yeah, I mean, if you sort of heard the first Old Nick or like the several sort of records he's put out recently, they've put out recently, you'll know what to expect. But I think melodica infused black metal is kind of like where I'd sort of steer people, but I think it kind of bears listening to itself. I mean, Pete, we've talked about this this band before, but this is another level to it, I think.
It is, yeah. You know, and I saw this had come out, so it came out, you know, on the label. I thought, I know you're going to pick this, because, you know, I know kind of you're like all in on Old Nick, so and this label. But you know, I've got to admit, I'm you know, I can't deny the appeal either. You know, I think kind of three of the four tracks you picked this week are different flavors of black metal, and it shows, you know, what can be done in it. You know, it for what is, you know, from the outside, even from within metal, it feels like black metal is a very singular, you know, limited sound. But this, you know, this is proof that nowadays that's not the case. And who better, you know, to kind of lead that than Old Nick, I think. You know, key to it, and key to all those tracks in the same way, which is for all the kind of anomaly elements, and they are kind of heavily present here, you know, whether it's a synth, the goofiness to it. I think that's the one on Bandcamp describes it as a goofy, you know, goofy in a loving way. The black metal elements still feel pure black metal, you know, which has always had the basic production and the DIY approach. And by DIY within black metal, I literally mean yourself, because it's, you know, there's so many solo bands out there. But then, you know, you get these dancey bits in there, and it's hard, you know, it does push that hypothesis a bit thin. And, you know, it reminded me of, like, you know, obviously like video games with the, you know, like Luigi's Mansion almost soundtrack. There's like a My First Casio like keyboard dance club preset 3, you know, yeah. Other points to it. But, you know, despite all of that, it's still ferocious. It's a load of fun, and it's just impossible not to really enjoy it, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd play the whole thing if I could, but that's about half an hour of music. So we had to kind of single out one of the tracks. Oh, it was a toss up between The Ghost of Sourdough Bread, Curse of the Vampire's Fedora, but I went for A Witch's Bike in the Forest, because it's got like a kind of good blend of the black metal and the silliness. I still don't know how they've made melodica not sound ridiculous on this, but it sort of works somehow. So yeah, the record, as I say, is called Ghost O'Clock. You can actually buy their entire discography on here, which gives you about 64 releases for about $30. The digital album here is only a dollar. So yeah, go and get this. You can get this at grimestone.bandcamp.com. This is Old Nick, Witch's Bike in the Forest. So that's the sound of Old Nick there. Absolutely amazing stuff. Can't wait to hear more. Absolutely lap up everything they put out. Next up, Heavy Psych Sounds Records have put out the new record by Black Lung. This is brilliant, Pete. I'm really glad you picked this. Big fan. I don't know what kind of number album this is, but yeah, absolutely brilliant.
I didn't know of this band, and I kind of just checked into them after I picked this because I love this, you know, and I presume this is the first one on Heavy Psych Sounds. And I found their Bandcamp page, and there's a few releases on there. Four albums, I think, and maybe more kind of other tracks as well. And I spent like an enjoyable morning just kind of familiarizing myself with the whole back catalog because, you know, it's another case of Heavy Psych Sounds kind of, you know, bringing exposure to an unknown but brilliant kind of, you know, a stoner band. You know, we've got so many examples of that now. And, you know, they've been doing this for a while, obviously. They've somehow kind of, you know, passed me by. So, yeah, I knew straight away, you know, this was the kind of lead off track of the whole album. It's like just this instant winner. It, you know, traverses that line of like classic stoner rock and the, you know, like the proto doom of the last 10 years. You know, it reminds me of, I think the whole reminded me of the kind of the few good songs from latter era Graveyard. And I suppose yes. for context, like I'm not keen on the last three albums of Graveyard. I love them right up to High Singing Blues. I get the last few albums are a bit too commercial, but there are tracks in there, you know, which I liked, and it reminded me of the good ones. It reminds me of, you know, when the heavier side of it, you know, like the fuzzier side kind of channels Chuck Fighters, as so many do, but, you know, not kind of directly. And then combine that all together, you've got something a bit like Greenleaf, who at their best are an incredible band, and Black Lung really, you know, alongside that. I suppose, you know, noticeably, I realized as I was kind of thinking all these things that all those bands are kind of Swedish. And I think I probably assumed Black Lung were also Scandinavian, but, you know, they're American. I don't know where I'm going with that. I suppose, ignoring that, it's just a perfect example of how this type of music can still sound fresh and lush, with, you know, still have grit in there as well. You know, it's pure, you know, great stoner rock of our, you know, of the modern time. And this is just a gorgeous track.
Absolutely. And I think the comparisons that they've made to the likes of Queens of the Stone Age and All Them Witches is quite apt, really. It's quite a rounded, like, it sounds like, for want of a better word, like it sounds crafted and kind of like songwriter kind of basis to it, but it sounds so full. I just really like this. Sometimes you just want to sort of sit back and listen to something this good. I think it just ticks a lot of boxes for me, and obviously it's impressed you and it's kind of made you dig into their back catalogue a bit more. So yeah, absolutely brilliant. So you can find this at heavypsychsoundsrecords.bandcamp.com. The record's called Dark Waves. Just three tracks up so far. I don't know if there's anything else coming out. You know, that kind of covers roughly about 15 minutes. So yeah, we're going to play the song Dark Waves. See what you think of this. This is Black Lung.
Dark waves are coming.
So that was the amazing sounds of Black Lung there. We've got an amazing record that I found this week, kind of just by chance, really. A band called Who Bastard from Melbourne, Australia. This is brilliant. It's kind of like sort of cited as black metal meets sort of surf rock. And I think it's kind of nearly there. I think we've had kind of black metal crossed with kind of surf, like 70s surf music. Now and again, but I just this had so much snot and bile to it. I thought it was really exciting. What do you make of this, Pete? I think it might be, I'm not sure, but it might be named after a 2000s era WWE wrestler. But I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, well, if you're not sure, I'm definitely not going to be up on that one. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's, you know, it seems to be like a floodgate opened recently, and an unbeknownst tidal wave of bands, you know, claiming black metal surf as a, you know, as a kind of genre, a new genre tag. And, you know, it's like we were all kind of unaware of his you know, this genre, you know, sub genre's existence. Never mind, knew that we actually needed it in our lives, because everything that, you know, everything I've heard's been thrilling.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah. You know, but of the handful of bands, you know, that we have played, you know, we played Necrosferatl recently, which is the same. It's equally, yeah, kind of amazing. I think this is up there with the best of it, definitely. You know, probably my favorite, or at least the most promising. I you know, really want to hear the whole album. You know, punk has always had a place within black metal. Who Bastard kind of just, you know, really got the spiky energy of that. And they just drive it onwards with pace. You know, they don't wallow in the darkness. It really does. You know, it's like you say, snotty and aggressive and bouncy with it. I just, you know, the whole thing, you know, this whole track just gets you, you know, like your blood pumping and kind of feel alive, which is almost kind of, and you know, against the black metal, but, you know,
yeah,
it puts it all together perfectly.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's got that kind of, it just plasters a smile across your face. I've just looked at the lyrics. It's definitely about the wrestler. So,
right.
So he was a vampire themed wrestler, and he used to drink blood from a goblet and spit it over people and stuff. and his special move was called the Impaler. And they talk about goblets of blood and the Impaler awaits and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think it even cites his entrance. He used to come up through a burning ring of flame, like out the floor. So right. Yeah, these guys have got taste.
No wonder you like them.
of course, they've ticked my boxes without me even knowing.
Yeah,
there you go, full marks to Who Bastard. So yeah, the song's called Gangrel. We now know it is about the wrestler, and you can get this at whobastard.bandcamp.com. So that was the excellent Hubacid from Australia there with a song called Gangrel. Next up, we've got the return of Pina Capital. Now, they're putting out a record via the Sludge Lord called Infraordo. And we're going to be playing a song called Thanatocrati off it. And yeah, this is just raging stuff, isn't it, Pete? I mean, I didn't expect anything less. And I know Aaron was really excited by kind of like the just the ferocity on display here. I think he was quite a fan of the first one. And this is just more of the same. You know, it's that kind of breed of French bands which just go all out and just play this almost abrasive style of hardcore. And it's fantastic to witness.
Yeah. And, you know, first of all, I should say it's great to see the return of Sludge Lord. Is that appropriate? I'm not sure. You know, they're still, you know, there's still been putting releases out, but maybe not as much as in recent years. So, you know, they're still providing us with this kind of the local outlet, a very local outlet, you know, from Sheffield, that, you know, kind of the Nine Hertz spiritual home for worldwide doom ugliness, you know. So brilliant. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that they're back or still going, whatever it is. So, you know, we played them before. I checked it out just before, actually. We played in November 19. It was the same podcast as Abronia, coincidentally. And I've followed them since. They've put like odd single tracks out since, like, you know, the first EP album, whatever it was. And I still listen to them. You know, so a full release return is most welcome, because, you know, you just need to listen. The whole of this album's great, actually. But, you know, just listen to this track. It showcases why, you know, it's got that a sense of a band who've got something about them to rise above the sludge masses. You know, it's, you know, the full, it's like you say, abrasive. It's a perfect word for them. The abrasive, nasty end of sludge, you know, as opposed to the kind of, you know, the fat riff, weed-obsessed, bongzilla, weed eater end. You know, the grief and corrupted influences there. All channel through, you know, channeling the whole brief history of sludge, really. You know, they're completely pissed off, they're political, and the music comes from all that, and it's exactly how you want it to sound. It's achingly slow. They're trudging through mud, you know, at points of this. They kind of somehow ramp up into, you know, like melting, you know, mind-melting heaviness at points. You know, it's a hell of a statement release, I think. And anyone into, you know, into this music at all will fall under this spell, you know, into the spell, because this is, you know, the whole release is incredible.
Yeah, kind of blew my mind a little bit. I mean, I knew what to expect, but I still wasn't ready, so I think that's a good review. You can get this via pinacapital.bandcamp.com or via the Sludge Lord. I think he's putting out a tape, possibly vinyl. That's a complete guess, but this is a song called Thanatocrati. See what you think to this. So that was Pino Capital. Absolutely brilliant stuff there. So we're going next to Riff Merchant Records out of St. Paul, Minnesota. They've signed this amazing band called Orphaned from Ohio. And yeah, this kind of came up on like the new releases via Bandcamp. And I just thought this was kind of 20 minutes of pure rage. Really, really enjoyed this. Like kind of saw the cover, which is this kind of mental kind of, I don't know, like a really sort of strange arrangement, really, like a nun taking some children up some steps, and it says "Hate has consequences," which is the title of the record. I just thought this was a very well executed blast of noise. What did you reckon, Pete?
Yeah, I like this. And this, you know, there's often, you know, normally we have one song we were both going to choose, and this week this is it. I had it on my list, and you just happen to kind of get in there first. So, you know, which says something. You know, we both came to the same conclusion. You know, this is really good. I've been playing a lot of Riff Merchant Records recently, actually. They put out a Thou cover album. I don't know if you'd spot that.
Yeah, really Heavier Than Thou.
Yeah, yes. It's got like Cloud Rat and Hell and loads of other bands. So, and you know, we've played releases from them before as well. And then, yeah, you get this raging hardcore with sludge aesthetics. You know, and then, you know, particularly through the vocals, I thought, and you know, the pace is probably unbefitting of sludge. It's way too angry, too wound up, and kind of, you know, it needs to vent, you know, so much it can't be bogged down, and you know, like sludge needs to be. But you know, that combined, it's got a fury about it, and you feel it, you know, just by listening to it. You know, you kind of sense it across your whole body, not just through your ears. It makes it feel almost like essential, you know, like just alive with it. I really got it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the fact that there's a complete contrast in the humor and the seriousness here. So the label are quite sort of kind of proudly left-wing, proudly sort of revolutionary. So they call it a labor of love. Nazi punks fuck off, TERFs fuck off, only the riff is real. And this band have said, you know, this is about economic, social economic injustice, abuse of power from racist police, and about homophobic and transphobic white men who use position of advantage to oppress historically marginalized groups. And then they say, this is currently being manufactured by goblins under a mountain. So I love that. Just kind of sums up this kind of, it feels like it comes in, attacks you, and just leaves calmly. And yeah, I just love the fact that can kind of be released freely these days. Is absolutely brilliant. So you can get this at riffmerchant.bandcamp.com. The band is Orphaned, and we're going to play a song called Groan. So from a band called Orphaned, we've got, I think, is it the return of a band called Carcinoma? I'm sure we've played them before. If not, we should have. But Total Dissonance Worship have put out this incredible record called The Bastication. And yeah, it's this disjointed, like, I don't know. Do you hear industrial stuff in this one, Pete, or am I kind of imagining things?
Maybe, yeah. A bit of it, you know, like faintly. I get that, definitely.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. So, yeah, not a lot to say other than this completely, like, blew my mind, and I've listened to it so many times. The artwork is absolutely stunning as well. It's just this kind of disgusting image of, like, someone's face melting, basically. But yeah, I think we're both kind of drawn to this. Great label, great band.
Yeah, it is. It's a brilliant label. So, yeah, I think we found them. I came across them last year, or at some point they've been locked down anyway. You know, the name of the label gives everything away. It's Total Dissonance Worship. You can rely on them to bring extreme metal that pushes the boundaries. You know, and it does so in strange, obtuse, technical ways, but almost without fail, always interesting and completely absorbing. It's never kind of, like I say, obtuse. It's never kind of, standoffish or like too weird or too technical. It's, always, brilliant, I find. And this, they deserve to be up there with like Throat Ruiner or Sentient Ruin in that sense, I think. Carcinoma is just perfect for this. The band I've not heard before, I think. Although the name does ring a bell, I was checking whether we'd played them before and we haven't. And I thought, I don't know why, maybe it's just one of them names, there's got to be a metal band called this. But the whole album is incredible. I think I heard Portal in here quite strongly, but,
oh yeah,
it's from that kind of same twisted other dimension of death metal, completely dissonant. But it creates its own gateway into that, I think. I think the vocals in particular do so. It feels more raging hardcore than from death metal. And maybe in that sense, it reminds me also of like Plebeian Grandstand and bands like that. But, forget comparisons. Whatever this is, it's absolutely glorious. It's so much like wonder crafted within this absolute chaotic sound. And somehow, despite all that kind of just this jumble of noise and kind of harsh elements and kind of extreme metal, it just sounds absolutely, like almost psychedelic in its, in its weirdness. And I love that about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of blew my mind a little bit as to how it just keeps delivering, you sort of spun one way and it spins you another. So I think that's what I got out of this. And it's addictive. You want to listen to it again and again, which is always, a good sign. So, we're closing with this, and I think this is absolutely apt for it. The song's called Inner Tyrants by Carcinoma, and you can get this at totaldissonanceworship.bandcamp.com. We'll see you next week.